Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to ya.
Never was a city kid truer or bluer.
Got more beats than you'll ever know.
Because I got more hits than Sadahara O.
Just like that. What's up, everybody? What's up, what's up, what's up, OG5? Welcome to another episode of the What's in Your Head podcast. These two dickheads didn't know I've been recording for like the last 15 minutes. I'm just blowing tape early because so many times I've gotten 10 minutes in the podcast like, oh, fuck, I'm only recording video. I didn't hit record on Audition or vice versa where I'm only getting audio but no video. But no, I started this shit like 20 minutes ago. So actually 14 minutes and 4 seconds to be precise. But that's usually the average listening time of our show anyhow. So hey, from here on out, it's just the three of us. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, homie?
What's shaking?
Oh, nothing much. Oh,
what's shaking, bacon?
What's going on, giggity giggity? You guys are talking about a long week. So my garage door opener has been kind of a dick to me for a while. And prior to one of my springs blowing out for the second time, I guess maybe it's all the power outages it's lived through in the last 6 years. It is not plugged up to a power surge protector. Obviously, most of them aren't. They're just plugged into the goddamn ceiling. My logic board went out. Now, when your logic board goes out, what that does is it prevents you the ability to tell it when to start and stop at what distance and height. And so through finagling and programming, I was able to get my garage door shut, but to leave about 8 inches of gap. Fuck it. It's good enough. When the initial blowout happened, it hit the floor, kept on trucking, and blew out the fucking little pulley at the end of the line. But hey, Amazon's a wonderful thing. Got a new pulley for $9. Most people would have bought a $200 garage door opener. Not this guy. Fuck it, we're going the cheap route. So I replaced the pulley on it, rechained it up, and kind of finagled it. Still got that 8-inch air gap. Then my spring blew out for the second time in my garage door. They came, replaced the screen, the spring, and I guess as per their procedure, they usually reprogram your garage door while you're there. So they're fucking with it. Why won't this? I said, I think the logic, I said, it's got a beep code. I looked it up about 6 months ago. The logic board's burnt out. So, whatever, it continued working. We went with it. 5-inch air gap, 8-inch air gap. My air gap's getting smaller every time I re-say that sentence because my memory's so bad. But what happened was, apparently my power went out again a few days ago, and Carrie came home and said the garage door was acting like an asshole again. Well, it came down another time because the logic board fucking blew another pulley. At this point, I said, fuck it. Fool me once. So I bought a new garage door opener. It was delivered Monday. Plan for Tuesday was to come home, install a garage door opener, and move on with my life. But Carrie picked up the pup at my work, got home, and I got a text message. Hey, fucker, it's 80 degrees in our house.
Oh, no.
Check to make sure we didn't forget to turn the air conditioner on after, because we've been sleeping with the windows open when it's getting down like 63 at night. Why not save some money? No, it's on. It's supposed to be 74 in here. It's 82. Fuck. This is 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. Got two options. I can go home and fuck with this thing and then call late night some air conditioner company to get fucking raped on super late after service fees. Or call somebody at 3:59 on Tuesday and hope I don't get hit with a last minute scheduling fee. Anyhow, get somebody out here. They get out here before I'm home from work. I get home. Apparently a lizard or two had a nice sex romp on my capacitor, and at some point one of them's body part managed to hit the positive and the negative and fucking blew the damn thing up. Killed both of them. So the young cat, new cat, we all complain no one wants to work. Here's a new cat trying to learn a trade. He swaps out the capacitor. Air handler kicks on. Outside kicks on. It's not blowing cold. What the fuck? I tell him, check the freon. No, this is before I get home. I'm on the phone with Kerry. He's doing something with the thermostat. Takes the thermostat off the wall. The battery's dead in it. It loses power. I'm driving home. He's got grease all over our wall from where he took the thermostat off. I'll deal when I get home. He wants to know if we have AA batteries. Huh? Yeah, apparently the thermostat batteries. I said, well, the thermostat battery is just a backup. It runs off of the, like, 12 volts from back foot from this. He said he needs batteries. okay, well, I'm almost to Lowe's. Do I need to stop and get batteries? No, I was like, do I need to stop and get batteries? Nah, he found some. He still can't get the... Okay, I'm by Lowe's. Do I need to stop and buy a fucking thermostat? He should have a thermostat in the truck. But no, he said he has a thermostat in the truck. Okay. Get home. He's outside testing this, testing that. I'll save you guys fucking 2.5 hours worth of labor. He's finally looking at my air handler in the garage, and he's on FaceTime with a supervisor or somebody because this thing's kicking his ass. And I asked him, I said, is this thing kicking your ass? And he said, yeah. I wasn't being annoyed yet, but it was growing into bad. I was taking notes. So he's up there, my air handler, standing on my one of my World War II crates. And so I get up behind him with my light, and I'm shining my light in there. And his boss says, oh, hold on, go back to that relay. Fucking, because I was standing there with a flashlight, I provided enough light for young Timmy so that his supervisor through FaceTime could see that the relay on the right had fucking blown out. So at this point, I'm already building my new garage door up, and I said, fuck it, well, I'm keeping an eye on this kid. I'm going to get some shit done. So he's in there with the fucking iPhone and NASA all working together to figure out why I have no AC, and I'm here trying to reconstruct a brand new garage door opener on my floor. So they replaced the relay. I said, do me a favor, while you're here, check the Freon, because I'd hate to have to pay another service fee in 4 months with my Freon. Freon checks out great. Thing's blowing cold. I said, do me a favor. I said, do yourself a favor. He's like, what's that? I said, get yourself some cotton wipe shop towels and keep them in your truck. You know what he said to me? Oh, why? For the grease on the wall? The fucker knew. He knew he got grease on my wall. And I was like, yeah, that's a bad look. I'll go in there and clean it off. And he's like, well, let me wrap everything up and we'll get billed out here. I said, do me a solid. He's like, what's that? I said, why don't you call your supervisor and tell him to start billing me from 5:30. I said, from like 4:30 to like 4:45, and then from like 5:15 to 5:30, block that shit out just from 5:30. He's like, oh, I'm not going to charge you for me chasing my tail. I said, that's cool. I said, look, I said, people want to complain no one wants to work. You got to learn. People have to learn shit. That's fine. I don't mind you learning how to do your job on my air conditioner. I'm just not going to pay for your education. So,
yeah.
For considering I called them at like fucking $359 and they replaced the two parts, it was like $230 to get back in air conditioning. So I was like, fuck it. I was happy about it. Got it done. Didn't get the garage door opener finished. And then, so I put the new one up yesterday, put the door panel on, but I was trying to cheat it. Not because I don't have the parts, but because I don't want to spend the time. So I went ahead and rewired the new one with the old sensors on the bottom for the old one. Not compatible. I was like, fuck. So I'll do that tomorrow. So here's today. I came home, made dinner, was planning on swapping the eyes out on this fucking thing. So I'm finally get the garage opener done, but no, I had to come in and do a podcast. But it's like, so I got a 3-day-old garage to install outside. Definitely don't hire me to come put in your genie. Ah, cough
buttons. Well, you had a hell of a week.
Yeah. And then, but yeah, making stickers and all that stuff. Something else happened. I can't remember what it is. It's not a big deal. But how are you guys? What's going on in your world?
Well, we had an air conditioning issue too at mom-in-law's house. Fortunately, we know AC people.
I did too. I had been doing one for a company. I just didn't name them because I used to do their computers. And once again, it was a new guy. But yeah, so what was their turmoil?
Well, it was probably the worst day ever because my father-in-law had 4 heart attacks Monday night into Tuesday morning. And we had just all gotten back from the hospital after, you know, she had to make the call to unplug him.
Sorry to hear that, man. That's a rough trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a brutal day. It really was. And then we get back to the house and the AC's not working because, yeah, who knows? The yard guy might have kicked a rock up into it or something mowing. But it was low on Freon and had frozen up. But fortunately, my wife works for a company with an air conditioning division, so we were able to get somebody out there pretty quick and get it settled. But
talking about getting the bins, you're spending hours in an environment that's set to a freaking refrigerator, and then you get home and you have no electricity. And it's hotter than shit.
Yeah, and then plus we had like 10 people in there, in their double wide, so it was like a hot box full of super hot people.
Yeah.
And it was just, it just wasn't any good. And then the water meter broke. So
what's the R rating on a trailer?
Water off too. Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad, bad day.
What's the R rating on a double wide trailer when it comes to that insulation in the hot Florida sun?
Well, it was built in 1978.
Okay,
or so like
the insulation
that,
so. Has long since broken down. You just got all the air gaps in between your walls and your exterior.
Yeah, it's like you know how you hear those stories of the people they sneak across the border in the semi trailers.
Yeah,
I think it's probably about that hot.
Just buy like three cases. Just buy three cans a week for an entire year of expanding foam, and just go there and drill a little hole at the bottom of the wall in between each section. Just slowly fill that thing up with expanding foam.
With my luck, the wall panels would fall off on the inside, and I'd have to figure out how to put them back up.
If that worked, you know how quiet the inside of that fucking trailer would be.
Oh my goodness!
Be like a perfect recording studio.
Would be amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
So, here's a funny story we can all relate to. This is so Gen X. This is like the example of the difference between our generation and the newer generation. So I walk up to Publix, okay? So it's me on this side of the glass. Next to me is a employee on lunch, but he hasn't showed up yet. I'm just setting the table because there's a lot of characters in this story. Okay? We're going to call him Bob. Across from me on the other side making sandwiches, you have a guy named Alexander who's probably about 24, and then you got an old lady we'll call Sheila who's probably 52. So she's our age-ish. Bob walks up to Alexander, and I'm getting my sub, and they're making their subs, and Bob says something after being there for 4 or 5 minutes. Bob has a tie on, so I guess he's a person of privilege at Publix. And Alexander on the other side is like, so we'll call him Steve because I didn't get his name. So Alexander says to Bob, so I saw Steve getting ready to walk into the break room the other day, and he walked in the door and saw you and spun around on his heels and walked out. So I went and asked Bob later, hey, what's going on between you and Steve? Something going on between the two of you? Bob explained to Alexander that Steve had done something to Bob that offended him, and he went to management about it, and he was afraid that Bob was going to crawl up his ass for it. Now, Bob just, okay, pretend like he didn't know what the fuck Alexander was talking about. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. So me and Sheila are putting more together. Alexander goes for another fucking lap on this story. Same thing. So at this point, it's like, okay, Alexander's like trying to get in with the cool kids, right? He tells his whole story again, but at the end he says, you didn't hear it from me, though. To which point Sheila said, I heard it. I heard it all. Now, me being fucking me, I said, I heard every goddamn word of it. Alexander's a shit starter. And we all had a good laugh, but Alexander started to process what he had said and what he had done. He's feeling a little guilty about it, right? Self-reflection, the motherfucker and all. He's like, well, I'm not exactly a shit starter. I said, hey, you don't have to explain yourself to me. Just keep in mind, snitching on a snitch is still a snitch. And then Charlene says, you know what happens to snitches, don't you? Because she's our age. And then me and Bob at the same time said, no, Alexander says snitches get stitches, and me and Bob said at the same time and wind up in ditches, to which they all started laughing. But then I threw in because they act like a bunch of punk ass bitches. Now Alexander's feeling real bad. He starts to backpedal. I said, hey man, it's all good. I'm just a customer. I don't work around here. I got my food and left. But it's like, in all seriousness, it's like, okay, clearly Alexander likes fucking Bob. Now he's here to throw Steve under the bus, trying to get Steve and Bob going. And because Bob didn't have a response to Steve snitching on him, he has to go for round two. He's like, dude, fucking knock it off. If Bob did say that to you, or Steve said that to you, keep it between you and fucking Steve and go about your day. Why are you getting involved in other people's shit? You're a fucking shit stir. Knock that off.
Oh, my goodness.
But where do you guys come in at throwing people under the bus like that just to gain some social clout?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that You know, you need to air your dirty laundry. Like, I would never put my people in a situation where we're talking about that with a customer.
But I mean, in this case, it wouldn't be you and your management. This is an underling coming to you, trying to brown nose you. If you and Mike were both working together and saying, hey, Steve told me Mike said this about you. He was like trying to gain brownie points and Bob wasn't playing along with it. So he went for lap two.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so he went around for lap two because he wasn't getting the response that he was hoping to get. I mean, I said it in jest, but there's kind of some truth to it. It's like, look, there's some certain things you got to snitch on people about. You fucking witness a murder, someone's house gets robbed. That's one thing. But stupid, petty shit like that, perfect story where the code saved my ass. When I worked at CompUSA, I worked with this guy named John. And John and I went out to the Buddha one night. And we got shit-faced drunk at the Buddha. And John got a hankering for some fucking Denny's. Now, we all know where the Denny's is out in Summerlin, right? Out by Fort Myers Beach?
Yep.
John says, hey, I'm driving the Denny's. Let's roll. So I hop in John's, his Isuzu Amigo at the time.
Ooh.
And we're rolling down. This is, God, 2005, 2006. So
showing your age again.
Hey, at this point, the what do they call that? The amount of time before a crime is no longer valid? The
The statute of limitations
clearly up on this story. So when you're heading from McGregor up Summerlin, right before you get to Denny's, there used to be like, you know how whenever they start to develop a neighborhood, they'll like kind of build the driveway, but then they stop and it's just open field. They preemptively built when they're putting in the curb and the sidewalk. If they know there's a lot there that may potentially sell out a commercial area, they'll put the little driveway in. Well, that had happened. John was may or may have not been drinking. And so he pulls into there and realizes it and says, fuck. Now, John, being a practical person and realizing what he has, he starts calculating in his head, is it worth it to me to try to back out on fucking busy-ass Summerlin? Or put this bitch from four-wheel drive, drive through the empty lot, up over the shrubs, and into the parking lot of Denny's where we could be safe? He opts for option two, and so we're in four-wheel drive. We're driving through the empty field, up over the shrubs, and as we're driving through the empty field, we cast our eyes to the left and see a cop driving down Summerlin. He sees us, flips on his lights. We get up over the shrubs, park around back. By the time he gets down to the street, hangs the right, comes up, hangs another right, comes back, Denny's is still on the ball that John and I are in the Denny's. We've already been seated, and we already have a menu in our hand and glasses of water in front of us. The place is fucking packed. It's like 1:30 in the morning on a Saturday. We sit down. Cop finally gets, he walks inside, just like out of a fucking movie. Walks in the dining room. Can I have everyone's attention, please? We saw you in the red truck. We know what you're doing. Come outside so we can have a talk. Now, we're the last two motherfuckers through the door in a crowded-ass dining room full of 20- and 30-year-olds. No one said a fucking word. John and I are looking at each other like, we know we saw two drivers. John, like, drinking our water, looking at her. He walks outside, gets in his car, backs his car up, and sits behind John's truck. The kids next to us say, what the fuck do you guys do? Like, nothing, man. I don't know what he's talking. No, seriously, you guys are the last ones through the door. What? Nothing. That cop, we got our food. That cop sat out there. He's staking us out. And John's like, he's not fucking leaving. I said, what do you want to do? John's like, let's get rides. John calls home, gets his dad. I call a friend of mine, which I don't have a whole lot of down here at the time. John's dad comes, gets him because he lives off McGregor, picks him up, and they leave. Person come pick me up, it was like 45 minutes late. So I walk across the parking lot. Cop's like, aren't you going to take your truck? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, I've been sitting out here waiting on you. Aren't you going to get your truck? I pulled the keys out of my pocket. Said, I drive a Firebird. I don't know what you're talking about. I get in her truck. He goes, well, tell your buddy that we're on to him. We're going to tow his truck. We went home. Everything's cool. Next day, his truck was still there because it was private property. But yeah, because those kids knew the rules and they didn't snitch on us, we avoided a fucking DUI and destruction of property. But they could have easily thrown us under the bus on that. But everybody knew the code. Fucking keep your mouth shut. Luckily, we weren't in a room full of Karens. Snitches get stitches.
That's for sure.
Yep, yep, yep. So what story you guys want to kick off tonight with?
Doesn't matter to me.
Why don't you take it, Morgan?
All right, well, let's talk about Hall & Oates. So apparently, John Oates is done. He is over Hall & Oates, and he's going to take his ball and go home.
Over here, pick me.
Yes, Don.
Hall & Oates was still to fucking together. Are they playing Branson, Missouri? I mean, who knew? When's the last time you seen somebody say, "Boy, I can't wait till Friday. Hall & Oates is coming to town."
Well, you know, I'm old enough where if I had a chance to go see him in concert, I would. My wife got to go probably 5-6 years ago, and she still hasn't let me forget that she got to go and I didn't. When I'm the, you know, I'm the music lover in the family, and she's like, "Yeah, my friend got tickets, and I'm going to go, and you don't get to." And I'm like, "Well, what are we like?"